Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Ed Moya, Senior Market Analyst over at Oanda. Now Ed, I think we have to start off today by talking about the inflation report. The headline CPI really surprised to the upside. It jumped 0.8% month over month. The core rate up 0.9% just in April. The expectations were 0.2% and 0.3% respectively. So this is a major move. And the core rate, I'm hearing it hasn't bounced this much since 1982. So of course, look, we are getting some inflation hitting the market. These numbers, though, I think really caught the market and investors off guard. Ed, what's your takeaway from the high inflation numbers that we just saw?
Yeah, it was surprising. I think it was clearly caught everyone off guard, and I think, you know, the headline, you know, that rise of 4.2%, you know, the biggest 12-month increase since the summer of 2008. So I think it really unnerved a lot of positions, and what we are really seeing is, you know, there is a tremendous, you know, widespread, I think, wave of pricing pressures that is hitting the market. You know, oil, you know, was not the, you know, the guilty culprit here. This is probably going to cement that view for many people that, you know, these inflationary pressures are not going to be transitory. And I think that you have to take a look at, I think, as far as this report goes, you know, the expectations, you know, I think everyone knew that, you know, base effects, we were going to see a very high 12-month reading. But I think when you can take a look at those monthly readings, you know, like it's still a core, you know, triple what we saw last month. I think this is likely, I think, to lead to that belief that, okay, well, you know, this was the first report that was going to be hot. We're going to see pricing pressures remain strong until the end of summer. And all the rhetoric from corporate America is that they're going to pass along these insane moves we're seeing with commodities onto the consumer. And they don't deliver those price increases immediately. So it looks like you have a perfect equation for higher prices, probably towards the tail end of summer into, you know, the cooler months. And that is really going to complicate that stance that this is going to be transitory. And I think what was really nicely timed was we also did get to hear from the Fed Vice Chair Clarida, and you know, he, you know, clearly stated, you know, he was surprised by the strength of this report. And I think that you're probably going to see a little bit more of a pivot here from Fed officials. Clarida, you know, noted that the Fed will act if price pressures prove not to be transitory. And I think you know, when you get a big move like this, it really does, I think, trigger a big move in treasuries. And right now, you know, the shorts, they're clearly in control. I feel that it seems that, you know, treasury volatility is not going away anytime soon. Last week, you know, we broke 150 on that 10-year, and now it looks like we're closer to 170. And right now on the 10-year, it looks like, you know, if we do close above that 168 level, there's a lot of people thinking that, you know, that could, you know, open the door for a clear move back to 177. So this is a very big shift, and I think market expectations on the inflation side of things. Even though everyone saw all the, you know, everything was, you know, pointing that this was going to be a high number. I mean, you can't, you know, dismiss all the, you know, supply concerns we've heard across a various wave of sectors. And also, you know, the commodity super cycle, it has really provided, I think, this belief that you're going to see persistent price pressures. And even, you know, on top of that, we did have the WASDE, the USDA's World Agricultural, you know, the the soybeans and wheat and corn forecasts. And, I think that there's still this belief that, we're on the food side of things, we're going to have higher food prices going forward. I think that there's this belief. I think, soy oil is, near at the highest levels since 2008. And there's this pricing pressures all over the world. And I think in the U.S. now we're really starting to see it. We're going to see rising food bills. This is going to, I think change a lot of that belief that, okay, well, what is going to make the Fed move? And you know what? We're going to have to wait until the end of summer, really, because one inflation report's not going to do it. Everyone knows the base effects are going to remain in place until July or August. So we're going to closely follow these reports. But if they keep surpassing the consensus estimates by a lot, I think that's really going to dictate the move in treasuries. And with that, that's going to, have its impact across all the asset classes, especially for those big tech lovers. The NASDAQ is really going to struggle if yields continue to go at this torrid pace.
Well, tech has been struggling. The growth stocks are out of favor right now. And I think some people at least will argue and say, look, we've already seen higher food prices. This inflation data should not be a surprise. However, it really did beat the estimates, right? And now the whole focus, and it has been for a while, is on that word transitory. Is this inflation going to be transitory? As you said, Ed, this is just one report that really beat estimates. What do you think it's going to take for the Fed in terms of maybe a time frame or number of reports to admit that maybe this inflation is not transitory and then they need to act? You said the end of summer. Is that your time frame?
Yeah, I think that you're going to see that when you take into consideration the plunge that we saw last year, we will probably see that the May, June, and July reports will likely remain elevated, and then that August report is going to be key. I think that if the trend with the super commodity cycle remains in place, if the chip shortage does not really show signs of improving, If food prices continue to trend higher, I think you're going to see that. I think the markets are going to become a little bit more aggressive in pricing in a Fed pivot. But until we start to see some of the more moderate Fed speakers kind of change their tune, I think that this month, next month, it's going to be hard for them to really pivot here. And I think that, too, we also have to remember, their ultra accommodative stance. It's really, I think, what's going to lead that is the labor market recovery. And right now it looks like we're having possibly some supply issues with that. So it will really complicate, when the Fed can really taper and lift off interest rates. So I think you're going to see we're still, going to have the market have to process a lot of noisy data. But I think that if the next few months, so if we have the May, June, and July inflation reports, so the July one coming out in August, if those reports continue to show strong monthly gains, I think that then you'll probably see that the Fed will start to be having that conversation a lot sooner as far as addressing that. And the Fed has tools to address inflation. We're nowhere near an environment where we're concerned about hyperinflation or anything like that. But I think you're going to see that we'll have to see exactly how things unfold. But I think right now, the move in Treasury yields right now, this is exaggerated. It is. And we could still easily, see prices or treasury yields continue to, I think, climb higher. But I think in the end that it's still just one report, just like last week was one non-farm payroll report. And I think you're going to see that the Fed will stick to their guns right now. So I think another report like this next month, you might see them teeter a little bit, but I think they're locked in right now. And that's what's going to make it for a very lively summer.
Okay, so you're thinking maybe it'll take three of these reports to change the Fed, but I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot of talk before the Fed does any sort of action. Ed, let's make sense of the market moves, because quite frankly, you have inflation data, and on the back of that higher inflation data, we're seeing the US dollar higher, we're seeing gold lower, we're seeing the market sell off, again, tech leading the way down, and we're seeing yields pop higher. Is this all just on the back of simply investors saying, well, the Fed's going to have to taper soon, so maybe that easy money train, that ride might be slowing or coming to an end?
Yeah, I think that the fears are that, inflation, which I think most traders, they really haven't had a chance to trade in that type of environment. This is, a big concern. And I think that if the Fed is in a position where they're going to have to address inflation, that's a difficult environment for equities. And right now what we're seeing is that the market, I think for the most part, is going to really zero in on the significance of this inflation report. And I think the pent-up demand that we're seeing in this economy is still about to be unleashed. So I think, we are still going to see some really impressive growth numbers over these next few months as the economy continues to reopen. And I think there's this perfect equation for things to run really hot. I mean, I think that for myself, we were debating at the Moyne household whether or not we should get a car. And when you take a look at what, this inflation report, we saw, the highest jump in used car prices and truck prices since the 50s. I think that there is this widespread concern that inflation is going to become the theme of the summer, I think that right now we're in a position where the markets are going to be really difficult to navigate, because the primary trade for a lot of people over the last year has been those growth stocks, and now you're starting to see the bullish or the fundamental cases to hold them are starting to weaken. I think in addition to the difficulties of a rising interest rate environment, we have the SPAC bubble, which has been it looks like it's been bursting, and I think that there's lots of little red flags right now that are providing this justification to turn cautious. I think that you're going to see that. I think a lot of traders are nervous here, and I think that the belief is that you're probably though still in a major the beginnings of a bull market here. So I think that stocks they're going to eventually stabilize. I think that the growth outlook is still too good in the U.S. and this accommodation is not going to be immediately removed, and we still have a tremendous amount of infrastructure spending and support that is going to, I think, really drive that cyclical rotation. So I think that while I think we're down 3 days in a row, I think this is still, I think, a bullish stock market, and I think that you're going to see at one point the tech sell-off is really going to start to attract investors. But I think that right now this is not the environment where you want to just sell in May and go away. I think you're still going to see some stronger gains in equities over the rest of the year. So I think that it's a very down past few days, but I think that you're not going to see people completely abandon at least the institutional flows on the U.S. stocks.
Hey, remember, those U.S. markets, they needed a correction. So as long as this is just a correction, that can be healthy for the markets. But again, I think all eyes are going to be on the Fed now and any comments they have about inflation, because in all fairness, they were looking for higher inflation. And hey, that's inflation for you. It can get out of hand on the upside and on the downside. So we'll see if they make any moves. And again, we're going to hear a lot of this transitory term being thrown around. Ed, thanks for your time today. I'll post a link to the OANDA website where everyone can read over your daily note, and we will chat again next week. Thanks, Ed. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.